A-frames come in a couple of different styles, the capital A, and then what's called the pregnant A-frame, where the sharp roof point is softened a bit, resembling an upside-down U. But with two demolition requests from owners of A-frames in Old Town, the Park City Council will consider whether a moratorium on the 1960s ski chalet of choice should be instituted. City Manager Diane Foster says currently there's no language in the land management code to protect these iconic structures. Foster says the council has a couple of options to look at.
They could say anything from, hey, we don't want to look at it at all, to, hey, we want to evaluate it, but we don't want to put any kind of hold on it for now until we evaluate it, all the way to, they could say, hey, we want to either put a moratorium or consider an ordinance, which would have the same effect.
She says this is a tough issue for elected officials to decide, to try and balance all of the interests.
And the interests they're trying to balance here are the private property rights. They're also trying to balance, our council is very committed to historic preservation. And there's a question of, are these considered historic? And that's a matter of both, technical recommendation as well as opinion. And there's also a legislative piece that I believe they have to balance as well, because a couple of years ago, Salt Lake City put forward a historic preservation piece that the legislature felt moved too far into personal property rights territory. While we don't not do things because the legislature might react, it is a consideration. In other words, if it's a, hey, we really need to look at this, it might be better to not put a moratorium on it, because what we don't want is legislative blowback that could affect the whole historic program.
Functionally, she says a moratorium to demolish A-frames went into effect on Monday when the staff report proposing the moratorium was published.
Basically, by raising the issue and saying, hey, one of the recommendations from staff is to consider an ordinance, if it didn't have functionally the effect of a moratorium, on Tuesday of this week, we could have had a run on demolition permits. So that's why state law works like that.
Okay. So people were thinking about demolishing their A-frames. It's too late to put in that request.
As of today, but the reality is tomorrow that could change. So we're talking about a four-day period where we don't think we're inconveniencing anyone. And as I said, the two permits that have already been requested are not affected by this at all. They're allowed to move through the process.
In the mid-1950s, because of mass marketing and their simple construction, A-frames became a do-it-yourself dream come true for the middle class and a symbol of success. They became cultural icons of both lakeshore and ski resorts as a place to escape and a place to entertain. Park City has already seen the demolition of the first homes built in Thames Canyon, which featured sunken living rooms with shag-carpeted couches, to the mountain timber look in Deer Valley. Why they're not as historical or representative of the city's skiing history as A-frames are, she says, is a decision that's left to planners and legislators.
You could say, hey, should we preserve the cube in Summit Park? Right? That's part of our history. Anyone who owns a historic home knows that it is a challenge, and some believe it's a burden to do historic preservation. But in this town, we have, and our council has, a very strong ethic of historic preservation and believes that we do need to preserve our history. And so it is the question of, what history do we preserve? And the reality of these situations are, if you allow them to be demolished, you're not going to see, it's very unlikely everyone would be demolished. I believe we have 158 structures of this type, and some are in quite good condition.
The Park City Council will discuss the issue of A-frames in its work session Thursday evening, starting at 5:20. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.